Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Baba Metzia, Perik Hei, Mishnah Zayin. Ein Paisken ala Peris ad Sheyetze Hasha'ar. Let's explain the case, and then we'll touch the words B'yaz Hashem. Remember Matl from the previous Mishnah? Well, in this Mishnah, he's a dealer in Peris. He sells Peris. Peris doesn't necessarily mean apples or pears. Peris in the Lashon Mishnah, first the Tfuah, Chitim, Sa'irim, but it doesn't make a difference. Point is, I knock on Matl's door and I say, Matl, I'm making a simcha in a couple of weeks. I want to buy the Peris now. Sure, no problem. But of course, you'll deliver it to me when I need it. I don't need it then. But I want it on today's price. And here's the problem. What if the price goes up? So I'm gaining by the fact I gave Matl the money early. And for that matter, Matl is paying for the fact that he had money early. So that would be ribbis. Maybe not ribbis deraisa, because again, ribbis deraisa is only when I loan you money, we make up, you're giving me more money for it. This is derech mekach umemker, it's not derech halva, but it's doimel ribbis. Because lamaisa, Matl is paying for money. That's really what's happening. Because he got the money early, he has to give it according to the cheaper price, not the more expensive price. So if I knock on my rav's door and I say, really, I'd like to buy the peiros now and take delivery later. Is there any way I can do it? So the rav is going to tell me, we can let you do it al pi halacha. One is if it was yotza hashar. First of all, does Matl have the peiros? If Matl has the peiros in stock, he's only going to deliver it later, that's no problem. You're buying it now and you're taking it at a later time. If he doesn't have the peiros, it's really, there's no point in you giving him money now. Elamai, the money is a loan. So here we run into ribbis issues. You're giving him a loan, and because of that, you're getting it according to today's price. So because he has the money earlier, you're getting a cheaper price. This could be a ribbishail. But if Matl has the payers, there's no problem. Okay, let's talk about the fact that Matl doesn't have any payers. So what now? Is there any way I can buy it with making up a price now, even though he's going to give it to me later, when he gets a hold of it and he's going to then turn around and deliver it to me? Is there a heter? And the answer is yes. The heter would be if yotza hashar. What does it mean, yotza hashar? If there's a set price. If in the big cities that have big shops that sell payers, if they already set a certain price, so I can say to Matl, listen, I'm giving you the money now, I'm going to get the payers based on that price. $10 a pound, it's $10 a pound, $20 a pound, it's $20, whatever the price is in the big cities. Usually by then there are payers all over. By the time the price comes out, it's like if I didn't buy the payers by Matl, I could buy it by someone else. So it's not like, oh, there are no payers now, I'm just loaning money. I could buy by someone else. He has the payers. You don't have any payers now, Matl. Okay, no problem. I know, Matl, if you wanted to, you can get a hold of the payers now and deliver it to me because other people have it. So it's as if he has it already. You have to remember, we're not dealing with ribbis deraisa. We're dealing with ribbis derabanan. So once Chazal found an angle of heter, it's not like I'm giving money and there are no payers. I'm giving money and Matl could get a hold of the payers. That's enough. Meaning that if he wanted to, he can get a hold of the payers and deliver it to me. So we say it's as if he has it. We're okay with that. Zakta Helega Mishnah once again, Perikei Mishnah Zayin, Ein Poiskin ala Peris. I cannot go to Matl and say, let's make a price on Peris. And again, quick reminder, we're talking about where Matl doesn't have any Peris in stock. So I can't go to him and say, listen, let's make a price for Peris that you're going to eventually get. Ad Sheyetzi Asher, until there is a set price in the big cities. Yotza Hashar, once there's a set price in the big cities, Paiskin, so we can make up whatever that price is. That's what I'm buying the payers for. A Matl, you'll deliver it to me in 2 months, 6 months, whatever we make up. Even though you don't have the payers now, it's not a problem. Because we have to be She'ein Lezeh, Yesh Lezeh. Once the price went out in the big cities, it meant that it's available. So if Matl doesn't have any payers right now, but he can get it from whoever he does business with. So it's as if he has it. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hayahu t'chilo l'kaitzrim. Suppose Matl, who's selling the tefuah, he was from the first ones to cut tefuah. He has a field, and he's from the first ones to cut his tefuah. Right now, if you want to go on the street and buy tefuah, you're going to have a hard time. I mean, maybe you can buy enough flour for supper, for challah, for Shabbos, but I'm talking about in big bulk, you're going to have a very hard time. Most people didn't cut their tefuah yet. And the price didn't come out yet. We don't even know what the price is going to be. But because Matl, in this case, has a field, and he already cut his tefuah, I can go to Matl and make up a price with him and say, okay, here's the money. I'll take delivery in 3 months from now. Paisik imai, the lekech, the buyer, can make a deal with the seller, even for a cheap price. Al ha-godesh. Godesh literally is a stack of tefuah based on the fact that he already cut his tefuah. It's already laying stacked up. There's still more work that has to be done with the tefuah. You have to dosh and you have to zoira. And you remember the Lama Tes Malachis. There's 11 things, 11 malachis, so you get to a piece of bread. It's not finished yet, but it doesn't bother me. As long as it was cut, it's considered as if he has it, and I can make up a price with it. Once the Meicher has it, it's as if I'm buying it now. I'm just taking delivery later. That's not called, I gave the money before I had it. No, I have it now. I'm just not taking it yet. The Chiddush is, even though it still has to be processed, but we're saying, no, as long as he cut it, that's enough. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayta, V'ala Ovid Shel Anovim. Ovid is a big vat. They used to gather the grapes over here right before they would stomp on them, literally step on them, and let's say you started the process of taking out the wine. So the vat that they used for grapes to take out wine was called an ovit, and the tub that they used for olives, that was called a maiton. So Zakta Mishnah, v'ala ovit shel anovim, v'ala maiton shel zesim. Once the grapes are laying in the ovit, even though they weren't squashed yet, they didn't dance on it yet to take out the wine. And there are many other malachis that you have to do until you get to the wine. Or once the olives were laying in this keli called a maiton, ready to be processed, they have to lay together over there. The olives, they kind of warm up. It's a certain stage in the process of the olives to get the oil out. But there's still a lot more to do. But it's enough as far as Hilchos Ribbis is concerned. It's as if the seller has it already. For that matter, v'ala beyim shel yoitzer. Let's say someone, he makes earthenware. So literally, beyim means an egg. First he shapes like the tzur of a pot, and afterwards puts them into an oven, and he begins to form them and shape them into exactly the type of keli that you need. So here too, if they're up to the point where it's already like the beyim to make pots out of it, I can make a deal with him to buy pots. The grapes are in the vat, I can make a deal to buy wine at the current price, even though the shah didn't come out yet. The olives are in the vat, I can make a deal to buy oil. And if he already formed, took the earth and formed at least the outside surah, a very rough surah of a keli, even though he still has to put it into an oven and form it, it's good enough to say he already has the pot. And the mela, I can set a price with him today, make up a price with him and pick it up later. Zakta Mishnah Vayter v'ala Sid Mishishaka'i Bakivshan. What's Sid? This is how they used to make cement. They would take these like limestones, they would take special stones and wood, create a very fiery furnace, they would take out the burned pieces, they would add some water. Then it became like very flowery, it was like a cement, and that was used for building. Zakta Tana, once the Meicher puts the Avnei Hasid into the furnace, it's as if he has it already. And I can make a deal to purchase this Sid, even though the process is not finished. But before he puts it into the furnace, we don't consider it as if he has it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Upaisik Imei Al HaZevel. I can give him money today, and I'm going to pick up the fertilizer later. Zevel is fertilizer that was needed. You put it onto the fields, and that helped the field grow. So I can give him the money today, make up a price with him, and the Meicher has no Zevel at all. But I make a deal with him, based on whatever price we made up, he's going to supply me with this Zevel, call you my Sashana throughout the year. How come suddenly over here, I don't say that he has to have it? Okay, the grapes, the olives, the Beyim Shel Yoitzer, the Sid, it doesn't have to be finished, but he has to have something. And the answer is, the Tanakama holds, Zevel is easily found. It's the dung of animals. So it's the same as Yotze Hashar by Peiros. Because even if the seller doesn't have it now, he can pick it up someplace else. It's considered as if I bought it. It's available. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Zevel is no different than the other things. And the Mela ain't Paiskin ala Zevel. I can't make a price now. He's going to supply me with Zevel. Ela im Kain, Hoysaloi, unless the Meicher had the Zevel, already all piled up by Ashba in a special dump that they would keep the Zevel in. You have to remember, the Zevel is the dung of animals. They kept it in like a, some kind of a dump someplace. Ashba normally means a garbage dump, but it was a special private place where you piled up the finished Zevel. In order for the Zevel to work as fertilizer, it has to be stepped on. It's a whole process. But if it's not ready, piled up in the Ashba, according to Rabbi Yossi, can't make up a price with him now and pick it up later. The Chacham Matir. So wait a second. So the Chacham are saying the same thing as the Tanakama? And the answer is no. The Chacham is actually a third Shita. The Gemara explains as follows. The Tanakama holds, you never have to have the Zevel. You can make a price with him throughout the entire year. Makes no difference what time of the year. Rabbi Yossi holds, it also doesn't make a difference what time of the year. You can't, unless he has the Zevel piled up and finished. The Chachamim say, in the summer you can. Because in the summer, even though he doesn't have, others have it. Now, why do people have more Zevel in the summer? If it comes from the dung of the animals, they should have it all year. The answer is, they don't just take the dung from the animals. It has to first rot, it has to break up. So basically, you have to store it throughout the winter, and by the summer it was ready. So the Chachamim say, during the summer, okay, even if the seller doesn't have, I know he can get it easily from someone else, it's as if he has it. But during the winter, no, he has to mamish have it. So again, what would you do if you were a Rav, and someone came to you and said, can I buy something from someone, can we make up a price now, but I'll only pick it up later, months later, year later, whatever it is. So now that you've learned the Mishnah, of course, by the time you're a Rav, you're not going to paskin from the Mishnah, you're going to learn the Gemara, the Rishayim, Shulchan Aruch, Tshuvas Svarim. But basically, you're going to answer, well, you have to meet one of two qualifications. Either the person has the Schayra. If the seller has the Schayra, there's no problem. If he doesn't have the Schayra, it has to be what? Yatzah Hashar. It has to be that in the big cities, the price, the official price came out for it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, getting back to that heter of Yatzah Hashar. Upaisik Imai, it's mutter for the buyer to make a deal with the seller. Bishar Hagavoya. This is what else you're going to say to this person. But of course, you have to know what it means, so let's explain. I go to Matel, I say, I want to give you money now, and I'll pick up the payers later. Okay. How much money are you giving me, and how many payers do you intend to buy with this? So I say, look, it was Yotza Hashar. So there is a set price. Let's say the set price is $1 a pound. But what if by the time I come to pick up the pay rice, you get a pound and a half for a dollar? So if that's the case, I want to get a pound and a half. Well, what if the price goes up, says Matel? What if by the time you pick up the pay rice, the price is going to be a half a pound per dollar? So I say, no. Then it goes according to the current price, $1 a pound. It's only if the price goes down and it's a pound and a half per dollar that I want to get it at a pound and a half. Let's say they talk and make this deal, and guess what? The price went down. You can now get a pound and a half. So the seller has to give me a pound and a half for every dollar. And if the seller says, no, I never meant it. No, you didn't do Mashiach. You didn't take the payers. I could change my mind. So I could say to him, it's true, you could change your mind. But if you remember what we learned earlier, there's something called a Misha Para. We learned this in Perig Dalet Mishnah Beis. That even though Chazal were Mesakin, it's not mine till I do Mashiach or Hagbah, until I make a Kenyan. But once I give you money, you're not supposed to change your mind. And if you do, there's a special curse called a Misha Para. But this is Dafka if they made this up clearly. But if the price goes down, if you can get a pound and a half instead of a pound, that I get the pound and a half. But if they didn't make this up clearly, we just said, okay, what's the current price? The current price is $1 a pound. Okay, so I'll come to pick it up 6 months from now. 6 months later, I say, but now I should get a pound and a half for every dollar. So Matel, the seller, can say, you never said that. We said according to the current price. Okay, so I want to change my mind. And now Matel says to me, you buyer, you want to change your mind? Now you're going to be makabel to Mishapara, because once you gave money, you can't change your mind. I mean, I can't force you not to change your mind. But you should know that there's a special curse for someone who doesn't hold to his word. So once again, upoisik imai kishar hagavaya. Now, you have to be very careful how you attach these words. Shar hagavaya does not mean a higher price. Shar hagavaya means a cheaper price. Cheaper price? Yeah. Gavaya means you're getting more payrois per dollar. That means the price is cheaper. And this is okay. They could make up. Listen, I'm giving you the money now based on what the price is. That's a dollar a pound. But if it gets cheaper and you can get more payrois, a pound and a half, then I want it at the price of a pound and a half. Rabbi Yehuda is going to paskin a psak, which is more lenient for the lekeach and more chumradik for the meicher, more strict on matl the seller. Rabbi Yehuda says, afal b'shaloi pasak imai kishar hagavaya. Even if we never made up that you can get more payrois per dollar, even though we never made up that if the price goes down, I get it according to the current price, that I get a pound and a half per dollar. But yachol loimer, I, the buyer, can say, tenli kazeh, either you give it to me at the lower price, I tenli ma'osai, or please give me my money back. And Matl, the seller, cannot say to me, oh, you're changing your mind. That's a mishapara. There's a special curse for that. Once you give money, you're not supposed to change your mind. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot say that. Because it was understood, if I'm only going to pick up the payers later, it's going to be at the price then. So Lamaisa, both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda agree that for sure you're allowed to make up, despite what the price is now, that he's going to get it for a lower price. There's only a machloikis if they didn't say so. Beferish, does that automatically go into effect? That he can get it for the lower price. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned I cannot go and give money and say I'm going to get the payers later unless there's an official price of the payers that came out in the big cities. Because then we say, even though the seller doesn't have it, but it's easily available. We say that once the seller starts cutting, even though there's a lot more that has to be done with the tour before it's ready to be used, or once he has his grapes in the special vat ready to be pressed, stepped on, they used to dance on the grapes, even though it still has to be done. Or you have the olives in the special vat for olives where they would come down with the beams and start kvetching out the oil. Or let's say he's a potter that's selling pottery, and he only has the rough form, it's less to go into the oven and be shaped better and formed. Or let's say sid, this type of cement that was used after it was already put into the furnace. In regard to all these things, even though it's not finished yet, but we say, ah, the seller already has it in his possession. If the seller has it in his possession, I can give him money and make up. I'm going to get it later, even though there is no official price for it yet. According to the Tanakhama, I can give him money for zevel, and he can provide the zevel, the fertilizer, throughout the year, even if he doesn't have any, because it's something that's easily found. And even if the price didn't come out yet, officially what the price is for this. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he has to have the zevel and the ashba. If there's no official price, you cannot give money now and take it later. Because if the price goes up, it looks like ribbis, unless he has it. And when it comes to zevel, he has to have it. He has to have it in his ashba. The Chacham Mar Matir. And the Gemara explained that there are really three shitas over here. The Tanakama holds that being that zevel is so easily found, therefore, it's as if it was Yotze Hashar, and that's true throughout the year. Reb Yossi argues and says, no, he has to have it. If there's no Pasuk Hashar, he has to have it. And the Chachamim say, during the summer, where there's a lot of zevel around because it already rotted throughout the winter, it's ready to be used as fertilizer, but he doesn't have to physically have it in his ashpa. But during the winter, where it's not so readily available, you can't make up a price with him unless he has it in the ashpa. And then we learned that upoisikim kashar ha-gavaya, not to be fooled, kashar ha-gavaya actually means a cheaper price. In other words, if it's yotza ha-shar, and now it's a dollar a pound, it's okay for me to give him the money, say I'll pick it up at a future date. However, according to the Tanakhama, they could make up if the price goes down, and now you can get a pound and a half for a dollar, instead of a pound for a dollar, I want to get a pound and a half. And the seller has to go along with it. What if the seller says, I don't want to give it to you? So really, he could say, I don't want to give it to you. I can't force it out of him because I didn't make a kinyan yet. I just gave him the money. But he faces a mishapara. If there already was kesef, a transfer of kesef, and somebody wants to change his mind, we say, no, no, no. The Rabbi Yisrael is not like a person who's not honest, who doesn't hold his word. But that's only if they made up a favor. That if the price goes down, he gets it for the cheaper price. If they did not make up a favor, that if the price goes down, he gets it for the cheaper price, then according to the Tanakhama, the seller can say, no, no. When you gave me the money, it was a dollar a pound. That's what you're getting. You're not getting a pound and a half per dollar. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if they didn't make that up a favor, the lekech can still say, well, it was obvious that if the price goes down, I get more. And if the seller doesn't want to give it to him at the price of a pound and a half per dollar, then the lekech has a right to say, then give me my money back, and he would not be subject to a mishapara.